last thing we discussed. I'm going to give you time now to review for your test tomorrow. All right?
Oh, we have a test tomorrow? Oh, nice one.
All right? Okay. Rabbi Sack, so just, I want to point, the Baal HaTurim learned the words, on the words,
Are there going to be words on the test tomorrow?
On the words...
Calm down.
So the words Ish Me'al Achim Avram, the Seife Tepes HaSholei. Says the Baal HaTurim, Leimar Lecha. What do you say here? Leimar Lecha Kedei Lasoi Sholem Nisbardi. What's the Baal HaTurim saying over here? Kedei Lasoi Sholem Nisbardi. What does that mean?
You weren't mad at each other.
He doesn't say that.
They said to go.
No. He's saying very simply. You know why they split up? To maintain the peace. Sometimes you think you see a split up, go, oh, they must be upset at each other. No, Adarab. It's because we care about each other and we want to have peace, we have to split up.
Bliss.
Sometimes you need pirud. You need separation to keep shalom. This is a big insight in Chaim in general. First of all, you know, in the Catholic world, because marriage is so holy, you're not allowed to get divorced. We say just the opposite. Because marriage is so holy, that's why there has to be an option called divorce. Because marriage is so holy, if two people are not getting along with each other, and shalom is so holy, then sometimes you need divorce to maintain shalom. It's ridiculous to keep two people locked in with each other and married if it's not a good marriage. If you really value shalom, of course you want to try to work it out. Of course, we don't use get as the first option. It's the last available option, obviously. And we expend every amount of energy we can to hopefully save a marriage. There's no question about that. But after all is said and done, if it's not working and there's animosity and pain between them, then leman hashalom, you have to split up. Avram is splitting up, which don't think Avram's splitting up. It looks like this band is splitting up. This is, you know, this looks like one of these, you know, classic fights, and they're playing up some fight. Avram says, I want to keep peace with you. And the only way I can keep peace with you is by splitting up. We can't be together. Gemara uses an example. Gemara calls shalom. One of the examples Gemara uses for shalom is a kettle. What's John? Gemara says like this. You have fire and you have water. You put it together. Bad news, right? Either fire's gonna knock out the water, or the water's gonna knock out the fire. They can't coexist. However, if you put water in a kettle, and now the kettle creates some sort of distance between the fire and the water, Adarabha, now the fire and water work perfectly together, and the fire can heat up the water. Then you have a perfect system. Sometimes you need separation, leman hashalom. And that's why you're dealing with goyim and yidden. If you wanna have shalom with the yidden, we can't be too close to them, just the opposite. People think you want to have shalom with the goyim, then mamash live as bosom buddies. No. It's not going to work that way. Adarab, if you maintain a little distance, a respectable difference, there could be shalom, because goyim and yidden don't mix. You put it together, disaster. You create a little separation, shalom. It's a big yisayid achayim. That don't think always when you separate, that's the opposite of shalom. No, that's shalom. And that's why Seif Tevis of the words Ish, Ma'al, Achim, Avram spells out Shalom. That when they split, it was Leman HaShalom. There's not a split L'Shem Achlekes. There's a split L'Shem Shalom.
But the definition of splitting is...
No. Is what? It's splitting. The definition of splitting is splitting. That's all it is.
It's not Shalom.
Yes, it is. Why not?
Because you're splitting. You're not
when,
at
when
peace.
When water is in the kettle... And the fire is now heating the water. Is that shalom? Yeah. Now you have a complete picture. Put fire and water together, that's not shalom. You think shalom has to mean close proximity. It doesn't have to be. Shalom means that there's a harmony between them. Shalom means there's a harmony between them. That's what shalom means. And this...
Yeah, Avram many wanted, people, when they get divorced, they can't face their...
Who says? Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there aren't ugly divorces. I'm not saying that. Of course there are. But it shouldn't be that way. But there are divorces that are not ugly. I know plenty of divorces where they realize, you know, we're not meant for each other. It was just a bad decision. Bad decision. But they moms care about each other. And they communicate, you know, they have to deal with the children going back and forth. There's open communication. They're not in love with each other. But they talk, like, mention to each other. Not the rabbi. Doesn't have to be ugly. You're right. Some divorces end mamish ugly. The mamish, they constantly throwing dirt at each other. 100%. That's a horrible thing. It's very painful. It's not meant to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. Sometimes divorces, Jack, we're not meant for each other. It's just not a good marriage. And then l'man ha-shalom, you have to split up. All right? So that's the insight over here about shalom in general. I'm not going to spend too much time on shalom, but obviously shalom is the highest ideal. We heard this morning from a catch, that shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Name shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So achieving shalom or shleimus is the highest ideal. And that's why it's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'll tell you about the word shalom, just because Marl says it, and I'll just tell it to you very quickly. The word shalom is an interesting thing. The letters of shalom, we'll tell you about shalom. Number one, the letter shin represents the concept of you have one extreme going this direction, one extreme going this direction, and this is kind of like a compromise position. That shalom involves being able to take two extremes and somehow create a number three that brings them both together. That's what really shalom is. You take opposites sometimes, right? And you're able to somehow create a harmony where they have a common cause, right? That's shalom. The body and the soul are opposites. When you create shalom, it's not because the body becomes the soul becomes the body, but they're able to work in tandem. That's what it means, right? Because they have a common goal now. Once the body and the soul see that they agree on a common goal, then they work in harmony. But they're still opposites. So this letter in the middle represents the concept of being able to take opposites and create a common goal. The letter Lamed, he says, interestingly enough, is that it's the only letter in the Hebrew alphabet that breaks above the plane. This Lamed. It's the highest letter. And he says, because Shalom is the highest level to achieve. To achieve, Shalem is the highest level. And then he says, let's talk about the letter Mem. This letter is the only letter, Semesophis, that's totally closed in. There's not a single letter, even a Samach has a little bit of a portal on the corner side over there. But every letter has some sort of Pesach, some opening in. This Mem Sofis is a totally closed in letter. And Morale says what that means is that Shlemus gives you impenetrable strength. That when something's totally complete and whole, it can't be penetrated. It's complete, it's strong, and therefore no outside forces can mess with it. That's what Shlemus is. Shlemus is that when you're lacking Shlemus, that means that something's missing, then in that missing piece, something can come in and create a problem. But when you have shleimus, that's strength, right? Okay, so that's when you use the Isis Shalom as described what Shalom is all about. Okay, fine. But that's the pshat over here, when you put Shalom, to understand that the prayer there was Lamaha Shalom. This is not Abram says, get out of my life, I don't want to see you anymore. No, he's already said earlier, if you go to left, I'll be to right of you. Abram recognizes Zacharias, even as he's sending him away, that we have to be there for you. And that should be, by the way, in anything. And when you send somebody, if yeshiva send away a bacher, it shouldn't be like, okay, you're out of my life. No, I'll be right there for you, right? But we can't coexist. You can't coexist in yeshiva. It's just not working, whatever reason, right? So l'man ha-shalom, because right now there's just too much friction, and you're fighting everything we're teaching you, and you're getting worse and more resentful and more resentful and more resentful. It's not a good match. So sometimes you have to separate l'man ha-shalom. But then I should be right there. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. That's what it should be. All right. So Avram is not saying goodbye, good riddance. This is not a good riddance. This is not good riddance. That's the whole point. This is not good riddance. I have a Christ to you, b'sarach al tasali, especially because you're relative. I have a Christ, and I'll be there for you. It's not a good riddance, but l'man ha'sholei, because I love you so much, we can't be together. Because I see you're not accepting my mussar. If every day I'm going to get on your case now and say you can't steal, you can't do this, you're going to be more resentful, and not only that, you're going to be a bad influence on everybody else. So then I'm going to be resentful, right? So Mela, Lamana Shalem, we have to separate, but it's not a good riddance. Understand that. But Afal Pikain, we'll see this, we'll discuss Mitchum next week. Afal Pikain, there's a tiny on Afram Avinu. How can you get rid of Loith and every other person with the Makarf and let you get rid of? Even though he wasn't really getting rid of him, he was separated, he was not getting rid of him. But Afal Pikain, we'll see, it was a little bit putting tiny quotation marks on Afram Avinu. Alright? I'd count for today. I'll give you some chance now. You have a half an hour. I'd like to review for your Chumash test. It's up to Shlisha, I think we said, right?
Yeah, up to Shlisha.
Okay. So go for it, boys.
Thank you.